Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody.
Revenge!
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. People are saying...
How we feeling tonight?
Feeling confident. I'm feeling real confident. Actually, I'm feeling probably overly confident. I feel good. I feel
You're
really good.
You're always overly confident.
Nah, I feel really good today, though, man. You know, I'm expecting a big game from Boy Wonder tonight. I think Boy Wonder's ready to show out.
Didn't have
Boy Wonder the last time around.
Yeah.
To face the Sixers, you know. It is one of these. You know what is interesting? You know, I watched these shows today, you know, yesterday. Like I'm watching the Sixers and they sit there like, "Oh, poor Sixers didn't have Joel Embiid all these days." Oh, do you mention, you know, most starting lineups in Heat history? Do you mention that Tyler Hero is out all those games? Do you mention that Jimmy Butler is out all those games? Do you mention that? Nah, never gets a peep for the Heat, you know?
Well, can I just say why?
Because they don't know and they're lazy?
No.
That's what Kendrick Perkins said about Shaq and Charles Barkley, by the way.
I would say this.
Wow.
Because Joel Embiid was an MVP. And so
you're acting like they're not important players.
No. I'm just saying
that's what it makes it sound like. Oh, it's just like, oh, tough. You know?
No. Look,
I don't care. Because guess what? Because Charles Barkley mentioned Julius Randle a ton. He said, "Oh, they don't have Julius Randle."
No.
He did.
Julius Randle is not Joel Embiid, right?
I understand, but my point is, if your point is, hey, well, they're mentioning him because he's an MVP. Nah, they mentioned Julius Randle when talking about the Knicks not having Julius Randle. So,
but then
apparently the Heat are the only ones. They mentioned Terry Rozier not being there. And by the way, I don't even want you guys to mention that. I'm just saying it's funny. It's just funny. It's noticeable. But that's what happens when your best player's sayings get stolen for an NBA playoff campaign.
All that being said,
yep.
It doesn't matter what Joel Embiid does. Joel Embiid could get his 30. It matters what Tyrese Maxey does.
I mean, it matters what they both do. It sounds silly. Like they both.
Because I'm telling you, listen, I am telling you, if you let Tyrese Maxey set the tone for how the game is going to be played, you don't have a chance.
Okay. Well, I mean,
he had a
really good game the last time they played, and the Heat blew it at the end. It wasn't because of him starting off. He started off amazing the last game, and the Heat blew a lead.
Okay.
So, like, I understand. I understand.
Never mind.
No, I'm just saying, like, what you said happened.
Never mind. You're right. Samesies.
No, it's not samesies.
Okay.
Lashing out.
So, you're telling me the Heat missing Tyler Hero is the equivalent to the Sixers missing Joel Embiid?
I didn't say it was equivalent, but I think it's definitely, you don't think it's an important thing that the Heat don't have one of their top three scorers?
the Heat can win without Tyler Hero.
How much?
They've done it.
Oh, I thought last year didn't matter.
They had to do it.
I thought last year didn't matter.
Okay. The Sixers have proven they have no chance of winning consistently without a Joel Embiid.
Yeah, they haven't won a lot consistently with him either.
What are you talking about?
What have they done
Before
with him?
Before he got hurt, they were 31-8.
Hey.
What do you?
Congratulations. What do they want a banner for the first half of the season?
What are you talking about? Okay. All right. Okay. Never mind. What I'm saying makes no sense.
I'm not trying to say that Joel Embiid is not a better player than Tyler Hero. I'm not saying that. You're the one who wants to you want to like quibble it down to that, which it's not.
No, I'm not quibbling down to that, but I'm saying the Heat have a better chance of winning without Tyler Hero and have had a better chance of winning without Tyler Hero than
Okay, but it's not nothing.
The 76ers
but it's not nothing.
Have had winning without Joel Embiid.
Okay, great. You know what? I'll agree with that. That's the most obvious argument ever, but it's not nothing. It's not an argument to ignore. Okay. Like to say Tyler Hero is like a non-factor for the Miami Heat.
Especially
not having Terry Rozier tonight.
I never said that.
Well, but you understand why it comes across that way.
No, because my whole point was them having Joel Embiid back,
which is,
and having Tyler Hero back is two different animals.
Which, by the way, it's also funny that your parallel argument is, by the way, it doesn't matter what he does. It only matters what Maxey does.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
So which one is it? Which one is
here's
it with
why.
Him?
No. Here. Have you ever heard the phrase, the star is going to be the star. It's the other guy. Okay, Joel Embiid can get his 30 and get his double-double and make his threes or whatever. But if Tyrese Maxey has 30, it's going to be a problem. Does that make any sense to you or no? Am I just
I think both 30s are pretty bad. I think like if you
No, but your star is going to be your star. Joel Embiid is going to get his. If you let somebody else do it too, that's where the problem is. And Tyrese Maxey sets the tone. He sets the tempo. He does all those things. So you got to shut in.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Him down to let Joel Embiid slow walk it and play that slow old man's game, you have a chance.
Okay. Gotcha.
You don't see that at all.
I don't really understand what your point is on all of this, to be honest with you.
No point.
Well, that was good then.
I've gotten it down to Joel Embiid is more important than Tyler Hero, but he's not as important to stop because you got to stop Tyrese Maxey.
More important than Tyler Hero, not important as Tyrese Maxey.
No, you, dude, I'm not the first person to say this, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not the first person that talks about a basketball team and say, the star is going to be the star. You need to stop the other guy. And that other guy is Tyrese Maxey. If he gets off two with Joel Embiid, it's going to be a problem.
I would agree with that. That's if you allow two best players to get off, that's probably a problem.
Tyrese Maxey down, Joel Embiid is still going to get his.
Okay. I mean, maybe.
Just dismiss it. Nope.
No, I'm not dismissing it. It just it seems like a ridiculous argument.
Is this still about Tyler Hero, though? Or are we still talking about
Tyler Hero? No, because he doesn't matter. When he's out there today, just ignore him because he's not a player. He's not a factor.
That's fair.
The Miami Heat are not allowed to have important pieces because they're not important pieces. They're all the same. They're all the same. Only the Philadelphia 76ers
are allowed to miss pieces
that are of consequence.
If you would grow up for a minute, what I have said is a fact.
I would agree, Leroy. You said Joel Embiid is better than Tyler Hero.
No.
Congrats.
Let me finish. What I said was the Heat can still win consistently without Tyler Hero. They've done it throughout the course of the year, last year, whatever.
Not this year.
But what are you talking about?
Not this year. They didn't do consistent winning without him. Oh, wait. Are you going to go to the thing where last year matters? Because I thought it didn't.
Go ahead. Are we done? I won't make another point about this game. We'll just be Wiley Coyote.
I'm not being Wiley Coyote. One point about the Heat at all. We're talking about the Sixers. We haven't even talked about the Heat. But I do think it is. I do think it is silly that nobody seems to mention that the Miami Heat aren't like it's never a thing that the Miami Heat when they lose an important player, it's never a thing.
Here's why. Let me ask you a question. Whether Tyler Hero plays or doesn't play, right? Throughout the course of this season, they've still been the same level of inconsistent, right? They haven't been more consistent when Tyler Hero plays or less consistent.
He missed half the season.
The overall season.
He missed half the season. Like, what can you judge on that? He missed half the season.
Okay.
Want to hear his record with and without?
Sure.
With the Miami Heat had a 23-17 record without Tyler Hero this season. 23-17. With him, 23-19.
So same.
Samesies.
The same team.
Samesies.
Okay. Now, do Joel Embiid.
Cool.
He's not doing anything. He's just typing. He's not
Didn't
even
that sound
anything.
Fast,
that,
though?
That sounded like fake typing.
that sounded really good, though.
That sounded like fake typing.
He played 39 games in total. So, I mean, didn't really do anything. But he was 31-8 with the 76ers.
Cool.
Whatever, though. Inflated numbers. Remember that play-in tournament in the beginning?
I didn't disagree with his point that Joel Embiid is a better player than Tyler Hero. That's where he's Peter Pan and wants to be a child.
No, I didn't disagree with that.
But to say that Tyler Hero is inconsequential to the Heat is silly.
That's not the point. That's not the point I was making. That was not the point I was making.
Well, what is the point you're making?
Okay. The point is you came in here saying that, Tyler Hero's back. We got everybody back.
We don't have Terry Rozier back.
Okay, but they're the same team.
But it would never be mentioned. That's the thing, though. Like, if the Heat didn't have their starting point guard, do you think it would be mentioned?
That's what you're worried about, whether it's mentioned? I'm trying to figure out how to win the game.
I'm just saying it's never mentioned.
I don't care about what people are saying. It's not at 7 o'clock, the ball's going to get tipped off and nobody's going to give a rat's ass who's playing.
All right.
Why are you so worried about them talking about who's playing and who's not and who's getting the importance or not? At 7 o'clock, the game's up. How are he going to win?
With Tyler Hero.
Huh? What?
Let's just do a new segment next segment.
But, and I said, you're basing that on what?
Tyler Hero's been really good since he's been back.
But they've been the same team with or without him.
Overall this season, they've been the same team, basically the same team. But they haven't had a lot. Like, Leroy, when you say that, like, they've had half the season, they've had a different starting lineup to go out there. You cannot judge a team's consistency. If you can say, okay, hey, they haven't had their MVP candidate. Great. I've given them that. Good for them. But the Miami Heat have also had a lot of injuries and have had different people out the entire time. Now, if it was Jimmy Butler the entire time, it would be looked upon differently than if it's Jimmy Butler for 15 games, Tyler Hero for 40 games, Duncan Robinson for 20 games. Miami Heat only had two players who played 70 games this year.
Was it Dunks and
No, it was Jaime and Bam. That was
Jaime and Bam. Okay. Dunks just missed out, right? He was close.
He was on his way, but then his damn back happened, and you know, I gave him, you know, offered a massage, didn't work.
Right.
I can't believe he didn't take that up. You guys have been lashing out this segment. I want you to know that.
I didn't try to.
No, it's definitely Leroy's fault.
What?
Agreed.
Oh,
Dade South says, how does Tobin fit on those headphones with rabbit ears on?
Wow. Easily.
They're quite big. And they adjust.
Long cord, too.
So
long cord.
If the Sixers win, you already have built-in excuses. That's good.
No, I don't have built-in excuses. I know how important it is tonight.
You do.
It sucks, though. You can't, like, but this is the thing, though, Leroy. Like, you're going to say it's an excuse, but that's kind of my, getting back to my point, is like, you're supposed to look upon as a Heat fan, like, not having Terry Rozier is nothing, and it's not.
No, I'm not.
I'm not saying you, but, like, that's kind of what the narrative is. It's like, oh, you don't have Terry Rozier? Tough. I'm like, oh, okay. Hey, well, and I hope tonight that Tyler Hero can pick up where Terry Rozier was, because before Terry Rozier got hurt, man, dude was balling out. Hitting threes like crazy, was super important in the clutch. And this is a big one for Tyler Hero because he gets this chance to kind of debunk all of what is the narrative around him.
Here's what he can do. And in a game of this importance, right, if he goes out and balls out, right, and just goes crazy, I think – the whole thought process behind him will change. But we're still waiting for him and, you know, when the Heat have a very important game to be available.
100%.
And then to play like he's capable of playing.
Because if he throws up a stinker tonight,
right,
the fans are going to be out for him.
You know what they say? What does our guy Vlad say?
Streets need a body.
Streets going to need a body.
Streets going to need a body.
Yep.
And especially as Schmeathen says, whatever happens tonight, it cannot end with a Kyle Lowry game winner.
I'd rather get blown out than a Kyle Lowry game winner.
Really?
Rather get blown out.
You would rather get blown out. You would want tonight to be non-competitive.
I'll lose by 86 before I get a Kyle Lowry game winner.
Oh, my God.
Really? Does Leroy really know the Heat? No, I don't.
This guy says, in the words, Handsome Dave says, in the words of Cheater Belichick, do your job. Did you guys see this Belichick story that came out today?
No. I did not. What happened? Can we take a break?
Yeah, we got to take a break. But apparently,
the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll take the blame on that. Sabotage this segment. But apparently not as much as Robert Kraft is sabotaging Bill Belichick's career.
Oh, really?
Take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.